Right, let's take a look at your sports in starting off with some rugby. Okay, let's start off with the news currently underway between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Yeah, the world's most viewed event right now, I reckon.
It's been an incredible week. I mean, morning this morning, but now I think you've had this sort of a similar struggle, Mike, to get onto that stream this morning. So that's the news. The news is that the Netflix stream around the world has temporarily gone down.
Unbelievably bad. Like it's not good, this.
So we typically can't watch the fight, but we'll keep looking out for some updates and then update you as we go along with that. And then in some rugby, Springbok captain Siya Kolisi is optimistic about the lineup announced by coach Rassie Erasmus for today's clash against England at Twickenham. Now, South Africa's starting 15 sees 12 changes, including a revamped backline. Erasmus has opted for a 5-3 bench split. Kolisi praised the balance of experience and youth to strengthen the squad and give younger players vital opportunities.
While we're winning, we're building squad depth, because sometimes things happen, injuries happen. You want to make sure you have so many players or someone is unavailable that you don't stress. You know that guys have gotten the opportunity, especially this year. A lot of the younger guys are playing big games against Australia and New Zealand, you know, in the rugby championship, and that's what you want.
And then Ireland picked up their first win of the Autumn Nations series with a nervy 22-19 victory over Argentina. Andy Farrell's side bounced back from their opening defeat to New Zealand after holding off a second-half comeback from the visitors in Dublin. Ireland had been leading 22-9 at halftime. The result continues Argentina's wait for a win on Irish soil. And then over to some cricket, a masterclass by India's top three batters at the Wanderers in Johannesburg yesterday saw the tourists reach a total of 283 for one in their innings before dismissing South Africa for a mere 148 runs. The 135 run victory in the fourth and final T20 international was South Africa's heaviest defeat in T20 internationals. Now, the tourists won the series 3-1 after victories by 61 runs and 11 runs respectively in the first and third matches in Durban and Centurion, while the hosts won by 3 wickets in Gqeberha. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.